Stories and facts. Stories and facts. The story and facts of the world.
Hello, my name is Reed, and this is Stories and Facts. And we have a special guest, and this is also our last daily episode. We're going to have some daily episodes on special occasions, but this is our last daily question for this daily bundle. Okay, we have a guest, and it's Miss Chris from William Wrangler's.
Hey, everyone. I'm going to introduce today's fact today. So did you know the smallest red peppers are usually the hottest?
Yeah, that's interesting, right, Miss Chris?
That is very interesting, Reed.
So, let's say bye to our guest.
Bye, everyone.
Okay. Bye, Miss Chris. Okay, we're back and time for our stories. And after today's story, we're going to have another fact and another story today. This is a double fact, double story day. This will be our longest episode. And also, this is going to be our last episode daily. But like I said, we're going to have more daily episodes, like on the 50th, 100th. Episodes like 5 days going up from it, and let me not get ahead of myself. And our other fact of the day is, let me go to my fact book. Okay, I found it. This is little sad. No dogs are allowed in Antarctica. Oh, that must mean cats are allowed in Antarctica. Okay. That was our second fact of the day. And at the end, we're going to have a debate about which fact of the day is better. Woohoo, woohoo. Time to get to our story. Okay, let's see what story. Let me do a random thing. It's how many beeps I hear. Ooh, woo, woo, beep. Ooh, 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 beep, beep, beep. Huh. That was too many beeps. Let's try it again. Ooh, ooh, beep. Ooh, beep. Well, looks like we have to do the no dogs allowed in Antarctica story. Okay, let's get to story number one. Ah, my first day going on my vacation. Okay, getting in my little carrier. Okay, Paulson, drive me to the airport, please. Ruff, ruff, ruff. Change the channel. I like dog music. Who let the dogs out? Woof, 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 woof. 20 minutes later, we're finally at the airport. So, okay, going to my first class carrier. Ah, so relaxing. Wait, we're going to Antarctica. No, I'm gonna have to be put in a kennel in the airport. Oh, oof, 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 oof. Oh, it's not so bad. We have doggy daycare. And an airport in Antarctica. Days later. Okay, puppy, time to go home. Finally. Oh no, I did make a date. Just kidding. Ooh, moving a long time to go. Okay, that was a story. Time to go to the Wet Pep Book story. That was must have been the brick with the paper with my script on it. Coming through the window! Stop doing that! Okay, time for red pebbles. Okay, story time. Okay. Hey, I bet the small one has less seeds, so it should be fine. So I don't think you should do that. I don't even like red pebbles, but they are big and they probably have a lot of seeds. That's a ghost pebble. Yeah, but it's small and it's red. Call the ambulance. I didn't eat a pebble. Now let me bite a pebble. Doctor, should we let him eat a pebble when he says he went to the hospital for eating a bell pepper? What pebble does he want to eat? This super small red ghost pebble? Those are the hardest. I had to go to the hospital. And I like to eat jalapenos on my cereal. So you can't eat that pebble. I can do what I want. This is a free country. Okay. Get the ambulance ready in the thing. 3 minutes later. This is so hard. Get the pebble out of my mouth. I think you're gonna have to never eat a pebble again. We put a ban on you from ever eating pebbles. We're gonna put it all on your credit card and everything. So everything you have are cut off from eating pebbles. Okay, why? We were not talking to you, Doctor. We were talking to him. Why? I like this going to the hospital. We get free food. Well, you can't argue with that. Time for our debate. But before we do our debate, I have an activity for you. This will be our first ever inside activity. But really, it's just a little fun thing to do what you can do. Okay. But since this is education, I'm going to tell you a fact. And then I'm going to tell you what we're going to make. Kermit wasn't originally a frog. He was a lizard-like creature. Isn't that such a fun fact? And our activity is... Well, you know it. You love it. Making puppets! Okay, you can use a sock or a paper bag. Preferred is a paper bag because you don't know where a sock could be. Okay, don't use dirty socks if you're using a sock, and it would ruin the sock. Okay, to make it, get some two eye buttons, some felt, and then use your imagination. So for the sock puppet, just slide your hand in, hold your hand like a long way Q. So flip C. So flip C, and then hold it down, up, down, up, down, up, down, up, and that would make it look like talking. Oh. And for a paper bag, you do the same thing, but you want to put your hand in the little slot the little. Know that it's flat and you want to put your hand in that flat thing. Use markers on a paper bag. Okay, time for our debate. Again. Okay. So, this week's debate is... which fact is better? And this is actually going to be a triple debate. So, three answers. Three possibilities. This is not a two possibility. So it can't be I want this or this. You have I want this or this or this. Okay, you know the fact. Kermit the Frog was not originally a frog. The smaller the red, you know the red pebbles? The smaller the red pebble, the harder. Or dogs aren't allowed in Antarctica. I think this one is kind of obvious. But it's not up to me, it's up to you and my family. Or anyone can text in. And please, if you have time or place, text in. Remember, this is going to be our last daily episode for... okay, time for our thank you. It's our thank you times. Okay. Thank you, Miss Chris, for being in this episode. And this is kind of sad because I don't get to make an episode every day.
Until a special occasion occurs when I can't.
This is just better because I can be more easy on it and have more time to do more stuff and focus. And the episodes will be a little bit longer because I can think out the script a little bit more. Okay, bye!
Stories and facts!